Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Yeah, back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. How the heck are you? If you're just joining us and you missed the first 2 hours of the program, well, pox on you. Make sure you go get the podcast version, now available on iHeart, by the way. And from what I understand, I guess it was last Wednesday or Thursday when Armed American Radio went up on podcast on iHeart. It quadrupled and exploded in its downloads right away. So really fun to see that. But the show is available on iHeart through all of the stations that we're on, and always has been through iHeartRadio across the country, because of those individual station feeds, the affiliate feeds. So a lot of you listen to it on iHeart, but there's lots of different ways to get it. If you miss it, you can now go get the podcast on iHeart as well. You can also use the USCCA app. Encourage you to do that. It's got a great CCW reciprocity little design tool in there that is the coolest thing in the world. Wow, especially if you travel a lot, because it will alert you when you go into new states. It's really, really fun. Concealed Carry magazine columns and articles are up there by some of the best writers in the country. Award-winning magazine, too, I might add. Proud to have written for that magazine for about 12 years. So lots going on. Lots of different ways to get the show. ArmedAmericanRadio.com, you can go listen to it, or you can pick up the podcast from that website, and many, many, many others. Whichever ones you use, pick them up in iTunes. However you get it, I don't care. Just get it. The first 2 hours were fantastic. Alan Gottlieb for the first hour. We hit on a number of different topics with Alan, not the least of which was the global effort by some of the very vocal kids down in Parkland right now. And Alan asked a legitimate question. Who paid for them to get to Dubai? You know who paid. Bloomberg, Soros, and others paid. But why do they care what people in Dubai think about your guns? Because it's a global effort. They want to shame American gun owners. They want to do it globally. They have the help of the mainstream press in doing it. Make no mistake about this. Alan saw an awful lot of media work over the past week. New York Times actually gave him the last word in the New York Times piece. It was quite good. Just Google him and you'll find everything. We talked about the age 18 to 21 increase, 1,200% increase at the Second Amendment Foundation in membership from 18 to 20-year-olds whose constitutional rights are now under attack for simply being gun owners. 18 to 20 years old, having harmed no one because of the acts of a psychopath who was missed, and we're finding out new information again today, as late as today, still coming out, that there were recommendations by cops and others to put this kid away. And he didn't just fall through the crack. He fell through all the cracks. And now the rights of 18 to 20-year-olds are being slashed. Governor Scott, I'm pro-gun, just signed the worst piece of gun control legislation in Florida's history. Still trying to figure out who he's trying to appease. Democrats? No Democrat going to vote for him. They're going to vote for Bill Nelson in his quest for the Senate. Nobody's crossing over to vote for him because of that signature. Nelson has already come out and said he wants to ban 200 guns. He's got Scott whipped by 199. So who did Scott cave into? The liberal press. And if he's going to run for the Senate, guns are going to be a hot topic in Florida, aren't they? Oh, yes, they are. And Scott's going to try to run as pro-gun. And Scott's going to find out it's, what have you done for me lately, Johnny? That's what Scott's going to find out, and he's going to find it out quickly. Because he slashed the rights of 18. And by the way, those 18 to 20-year-olds, yeah, they vote. Oh, I know. The other side's telling you that they got a lock on it. No, they don't. They're just getting a tremendous amount of press. The media is not showing you the 18 to 20-year-olds who support your right to bear arms. So we talked a lot about that stuff. 18 to 20, which is 1,200% increase at Second Amendment Foundation. That's huge. You can check them out at saf.org. It's $150 for a lifetime membership, by the way. I've got my plaque on the studio wall right here. But that was a great hour. And then that was followed by a solid hour with Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform, who is all over the Dems' push of steep gun taxes. You heard us talking about Representative Danny Davis, and this is what's being highlighted at AmericanTaxReform.com, ATR.org, Americans for Tax Reform, headed by Grover Norquist. U.S. Rep. Danny Davis pushing this Gun Violence Prevention and Safe Communities Act, which would increase federal excise taxes on shells and cartridges from 11% to 50%, a 39% increase. It also calls for an increase in taxes on the sale of pistols and revolvers from 10% to 20%. Taxes on other firearms, including assault weapons, would rise from 11% to 20% under the legislation Davis City plans to introduce Tuesday in the House. Grover reminded us he had 9 co-sponsors last week. He's got 12 now, so he's actively pushing. It's not going to go anywhere near in the House now. It's not going to do that. But that's not the point. The point is that this is what the Democrats are trying to do. We witnessed it in Seattle. It was an utter failure. Or was it? Because it drove, what? Dealers out. It forced gun owners to go elsewhere. That's what the ultimate goal of this is. It isn't so it can fund gun violence prevention and safety measures. No. It's so it can rid their city of you. But it fails because they can't. Because you still live there. You just go somewhere else and don't give the city the benefit of any tax dollars. That's how stupid they are. Too stupid to figure this out. But that's their end game. So it was a great program all the way around. Grover's a lot of fun. I enjoy talking with him. He's also a member of the board of directors of the National Rifle Association right now, and an organization under tremendous assault by the left-wing media, who I can promise you their numbers are skyrocketing as well. In fact, I know they are. I just don't have the exact number. But when I get it, I'll let you know. They keep that under wraps. I can tell you that their membership is rising rapidly. The Dems, they can't figure it out. They just have not yet figured it out. They start coming after Americans' gun rights. Americans begin to gather around their gun rights. And that voting block is huge. And as Grover Norquist reminded us in the previous hour, ask Al Gore about losing his own state of Tennessee because of the gun vote. Ask Hillary Clinton because of the gun vote. Let's go to Alexander Rubian, who knows a little bit about draconian gun control measures in the state that, well, I guess, Alex, we can call it the California East Coast. Yeah, I don't know. Is that a safe way to put it? I mean, we had a conversation. Let me set this up. First, welcome to the program, Alexander Rubian. He's the head of New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Alexander, we had a conversation this weekend. It was fun. And you said, thank you for talking about this. We have been living this nightmare that they're trying to push now, that the kids are trying to push apart and everything else. We've been living it in New Jersey, and we just don't seem to get any respect. We've always given you that time, but it does. It takes on a little bit more importance now, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Mark, thanks for having me back on.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad you could be here. Let's do this. I think we've got about a minute in this segment. So let's kind of set up where we're going to go for the next three quarters of the hour. You have absolutely no Second Amendment rights, essentially, in the state of New Jersey, do you?
Not at all. That's a great way of putting it, because in respect to the rest of the country, we have no Second Amendment.
But the Democrats will say, oh, that's not true. You can own a gun in New Jersey. We're just very strict about it. But they'll tell you that you can.
By law, all guns are banned, and all you can do is apply for permission to own a gun within a very, very narrow exemption.
Well, wait a minute. Hold it. You just said all guns are banned in New Jersey, and you have to apply for permission. You got 20 seconds. Tell us that one more time.
You have to apply for permission to exercise your right, and then even when you get the permission slip, you're only allowed to buy certain types of firearms and are very limited the types of guns you could buy.
So the state knows where every gun owner is and what every gun owner has in their home.
They claim they don't keep track of these things, but we've actually had an individual that got accused of...
Okay, hold on, hold that thought. Right. Hold, I shouldn't have actually... I knew we were getting ready to go to a break. I apologize. This stuff just fascinates me. When we come back, Alexander Rubin, New Jersey, Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS, we're going to talk about this, and we'll start right there. They claim they don't know, but you know what? We know better. They do. Back after this.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
All right, gun lovers, an amazing opportunity for you to win an expensive new gun, but you have to act fast. The USCCA is giving my lucky listeners, that's you, 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy an expensive new Kimber 1911. It's their mission to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And as a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, I'm also a proud member of the USCCA, member number 32 to be exact. Plus, they love giving away free guns. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your 10 free chances to win right now. That's it. It's completely free. Don't miss your chance to win $1,500 for your very own Kimber 1911. It's one of the finest handguns out there, but it all ends on the 23rd, so you have to hurry. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now for your 10 chances to win. You can enter in seconds. It's 100% free, but it ends soon. Head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter before it's too late. That's armedandresponsible.com. Make sure to head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter to win $1,500 for your very own Kimber 1911.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeThereProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeThereProtector.com. That's BeThereProtector.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine washer and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Go over to Crossbreed Holsters. You're going to get about 20% off. That sale is still going on right now. It won't be there for long. But make sure to go to Crossbreed Holsters. Get the best of the best. I was carrying my Glock, my new 19X. I know a lot of you are begging me, please tell us about it. Review the gun. I will. I'm going to be doing that on the daytime show. So make sure to tune in. All right, let's go. I got to get you back over to armedandresponsible.com. This is the final hour of today's show. By next week's MonsterCast, the 23rd will have come and gone, and this promotion to win the $1,500, 10 of you, to buy the Kimber 1911 will also be gone. You have until the 23rd to do this. Armedandresponsible.com. Go over and enter. Automatically gives you 10 free chances to win $1,500 to buy that Kimber 1911. It's a gorgeous handgun. No American safe is complete without a 1911 in it of some type. And if it's going to be one, it might as well be the Kimber. They're beautiful. They're expensive. They are fantastic guns. Believe me. It's all there for you at armedandresponsible.com. And if you win it, I want to hear from you. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. And I have heard, in fact, from a couple of you who have won the gun giveaways from the USCCA promotions. Great stuff. Armedandresponsible.com. Also, the MyPillow promo code AAR. Use that. Take 50% off, and the warfightertobacco.com. All right, let's go back to Alexander Rubian. Alex, those comments we don't hear a lot about. We don't hear it put in perspective like that. That technically in New Jersey all guns are banned. You just have to apply for permission to even buy one. Not to get a permit, we're talking about buying a gun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I moved to New Jersey tomorrow. Not going to happen, but let's just say I did. And I want to buy a gun. I'm a first-time gun buyer. What do I have to go through?
Well, if you move from out of state, as long as you're not prohibited, you can move to New Jersey with your firearms. But what the rule of thumb is you should always get you should always have your permission slip, because the cops' attitudes and the, well, let me clarify, the government's attitudes has always been arrest of anyone that has possession of a firearm, let the prosecutor figure it out. But by that time, you're spending $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 in court proving that you could legally own these firearms in New Jersey and that you fell within one of the narrowly defined exemptions. But if you do move here, I mean, the whole process we've documented and all of our videos are on our YouTube and NJ2AS.org. You have to go to the police department. It can only be within a certain time that they allow you to come to apply. And, of course, it's always the busiest day of the week for businesses and employees. So it's always Monday morning between the hours of 9 and 11. And most people, after you fill out the application, have to wait between 3 months to sometimes some people have waited 2 years. And not to also, I almost forgot to mention, you have to put two references. You have to get permission from your friends and family by putting two references down, where then the police department contacts them and says, do you feel comfortable with this person owning guns? And sends them a questionnaire about who you are as an individual and kind of interrogates your relationship with the applicant.
This is just a purchase.
This is just to get a card to say that you can purchase guns. And then when you get that card, then you drive to the police department and you go through a federal background check and then a state background check as well while paying $15. Which does nothing but discriminate against low-income and minority individuals.
And I get that card, and I pay all these fees, and I pay, well, these taxes. These are not fees. These are taxes.
Yes.
They're poll taxes, basically, like we were talking
exactly
about.
Exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it is. It fits the definition to a T. So you pay these taxes. Then you go to, let's just say, mom-and-pop's gun shop, and I guess I can buy any handgun I want then, right, because I have permission.
No. That card only allows you to buy a long gun. So you can go and buy 10 long guns, but if you want to buy a handgun, you have to apply for a pistol purchase, what's called a pistol purchase permit, and you're only allowed to buy one handgun every month. And when they mean month, they give you, they state 34 days.
So it's a baker's dozen of months.
Well, they claim that, you know, by the time the police department or the state police received the paperwork for the first handgun. You have to add a day or two for that and a day or two for this. So they say, just to make sure you don't buy one gun, another gun within 31 days, but we'll bring it out to 34 days. And they will come and prosecute you if they get any paperwork that shows you bought another gun, a handgun, within 31 days.
But I can buy any handgun I want, right?
No. You can only buy a handgun that's limited to 15 rounds, which they're now looking to bring down to 10 rounds. And that means they're going to overnight make hundreds of thousands of gun owners in New Jersey felons, because most people, you know, a lot of these people, they might not be reading the news. They're not keeping up to date with all the gun laws. And something happens, police find their gun, and they see they have a 11-round magazine. They're going to jail for 3 to 5 years.
But this goes back to the first question I asked at the break. Listen, I hope you're paying very careful attention to what I'm talking about with Alexander here. We're having fun in this process, but he lives this. And those of you who live in New Jersey know what we're talking about. The rest
well,
of you
me,
don't.
Let me,
go
let
ahead,
me
Alex,
clarify.
Please.
You're having fun. We're living on
yeah.
the tyranny. We're living.
Yeah, true. That's a good point. I'm kind of going through this humorously. I know.
You're rubbing salt on the wound. That's why.
No, I'm trying to keep a smile on your face. To not make you feel so bad, because even asking I know, because I've sat with you privately and we've talked about these things, and I can see the pain in your face, and I know what you're going through.
Yeah.
And there's nobody in New Jersey, believe me, Jersey residents, you've got the best of the best running NJ2AS.org. You don't want anybody else other than Alex Rubian, Alexander Rubian, doing this. So I want to go back to this, and yeah, I got to try to keep it kind of humorous. There's just no other way to look at this. I cannot believe we are talking about an American state.
Exactly.
It is not, it's just like a foreign land.
Yeah.
So back to this, is there a list of banned guns? Can I buy any Glock I want?
Most Glocks you can purchase. Most of the firearms that are banned under the quote-unquote assault weapons list are predominantly, you know, long guns, specific types of rifles, you know, specific M1, you know, the M1 carbine, for instance. Is banned. A Bushmaster AR-15 is banned by name, but you can own any other type of AR-15.
And wait a minute, why is the Bushmaster banned by name?
It just they don't like the name of it. It was something they picked out of a catalog, and they said this gun looks scary. We're going to specifically ban Bushmaster AR-15.
It was used in Newtown, was it not? And that's why.
No, it was actually banned way before Newtown.
Was it? Okay.
There's no, you know, the problem here, Mark, is that you and I, like normal people, incompetent people, we try to approach this with logic. But the biggest thing I always recommend people is that when you're debating the left and you're debating the people that want to take away your guns, that is agenda driven.
Yeah, that's emotional. It's emotional. There's no logic involved. We're getting ready to take another break. None. You cannot debate somebody who's intellectually dishonest and coming at you from emotion. There's no debate. I've told you for years. Just smile and walk away. Do yourself a solid. Do your sanity a solid. Alexander can't do that. He's got to be up there in the mix. But you probably can. When we come back, more Alexander Rubian. We'll have some more fun and get his ideas on what he's seeing since Parkland. Back after this.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear. And nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
All right, welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. We're having a conversation, a very serious conversation, with Alexander Rubian. We're making some light about what they have to go through. There's nothing funny about it up in New Jersey, especially if you, particularly if you live there. But the rest of the country looks at this, Alex, I'm sorry, welcome back, but we look at this and we just, to use the kids' phrase, SMH, man, we just shake, I'm shaking my head, bro.
Yeah. You know,
I really do.
And it's not, I mean, it's one thing for us to banter, but literally, in New Jersey, there are women being murdered and dying
right
while they wait for their gun permit. And if anybody that doubts me on that, look up the story of Carol Bound, the 5-foot woman that was petrified and scared for her life, and talk about government failure. She was going to the police department every day begging for her gun permit, not knowing that if, you know, the permit was only good to purchase and not to carry. Carrying is a whole different story in New Jersey. Nobody gets a permit because she was scared for her life against her 6'4", 280-pound, monstrous, violent ex-boyfriend. And after she waited 45 days, the lowlife ended up catching her in the driveway and stabbing her to death. And the reason why you probably never heard this story is because, keyword, she was stabbed. If she was shot, you can be, you know, you can. I can guarantee you, you heard the story everywhere that we need more gun control and so forth.
Yeah, we talked about it here on the program. Of course, we know that to be the case in New Jersey. It doesn't make the news because it doesn't fit the agenda
narrative.
Well, I liken back to what I believe should have been. I'm going a little bit off track here, but along the same line here. The probably one of the greatest human interest stories of all time, at least of the year, last year. And that was the Florida deputy who was on his back being beaten within an inch of his life by someone who was trying to kill him on the side of a road at 5 o'clock in the afternoon down in Fort Myers area, off Interstate 75, not far off of an exit off Interstate 75, while people were filming it. And one individual with a concealed carry permit got out of his automobile, walked over there, and took control of the situation and saved that deputy's life. He fired. The cop was begging him to fire. He did. Put a couple rounds into the guy's body. Didn't stop him. Shot him in the head. Killed him. And you know what's interesting about it was the cop was white. The attacker was black. The concealed carry permit holder was black.
Mm-hmm.
This was the ultimate. It had everything that the media would salivate over. But because it was a good guy with a concealed weapons permit, the media wouldn't dare touch it. The national media walked away from it. Meanwhile, the sheriff heralding this guy as a hero, the community supporting him as a hero, the gun rights community supporting what a hero this guy was, the cop whose life was saved and his family so thankful that he's around, and the media wouldn't touch it. It's despicable, it's disgusting, it's disgraceful. That's what we have masquerading as news, as objective news in this country today. Your story in Jersey isn't being told.
It's not. And let's just call the mainstream media what they are, the spokespeople and cheerleaders for the anti-gun agenda and the Bloomberg groups. It's exactly what they are. They'll never shine firearm ownership in a positive light because they hate guns and they'll do everything to distort the truth so that you and I will have our guns taken away.
All right, let's talk, and you're absolutely correct about that. I'll go one step further. It's propaganda. It's nothing but a left-wing propaganda machine for the Democrat gun grabbers. That's simple.
Mm-hmm.
You Democrats that own guns and love your guns, you know, you got to step up somehow inside your own party. I've talked about this for years. I don't know how you sleep at night, quite frankly. I don't know how you're a gun owner that loves your gun rights and pulls a lever for people like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and the rest of them when you know it's your party that's coming. When you know it's Danny Davis in Illinois wanting to tax your rights out of existence. It's hard for me to wrap my head around that, Alex. It's just hard for me to wrap my head around that. Let's go to Parkland. What type of coverage is that getting in your gun-hating state?
Oh, there's walkouts in the high schools. They're praising the children that walk out as heroes and standing up to gun violence. You know, and think about those repercussions long-term. How these kids are literally being indoctrinated. And it's become so bad that we just released a story about two straight-A student, honor roll students who went to the gun range with their family and posted a picture on social media with a hashtag or with a message of fun day at the range. And they were immediately suspended for 5 days because the school has a policy that no student can allow to possess any type of weapon on or off of school grounds. And under that clause of the student handbook, these two straight-A star students were suspended for 5 days.
Okay, whoa, hold on. Hold the boat here for a second. You're telling me that a school can tell an individual what they can do off campus relative to their lawful use of a firearm in their own. Explain how that works to me. How does that work in Jersey?
Well, it's really no other way of explaining it, but it's very tyrannical, and the school believes that they have control over what students can do, lawful activity, not only based on exercising the Second Amendment, but also by how they express their First Amendment by posting pictures of them exercising their constitution-protected rights. And by intimidating and disciplining these students, they now basically scare them into not wanting to exercise their rights anymore.
All right, very few students walked out of my daughter's school. This is a very conservative state, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Very few students walked out. Very, very small percentage. And that's, it's a conservative state. You know, kids are a product of their environment. Let's face facts. They're a product of their environment. If all they're hearing is left-wing garbage and dribble and mom and dad are watching MSDNC and Rachel Maddow, that's what's filling their head all day long. That's what they're hearing when they're talking about things. That's the kind, you can imagine the conversations they get about Trump and about firearms and everything else. And I'm going to guess in a state as blue as New Jersey, it's blue for a reason. Lots of blue voters filling their kids' heads with a lot of dribble from MSDNC and Rachel Maddow and the gun grabbers, the gun haters, and the rest of them. And as a result of that, I'm going to bet that you saw a larger percentage of students walk out there than the national average. Fair guess?
I would say so. We saw a lot of schools sending out permission slips. A couple of my friends contacted me telling us that their schools are advising the students and recommending the students walk out in protest for gun violence. And, you know, think about how the schools are being mobilized now, which is the next strategy for the left to harness these indoctrination camps, which is what we should really call them, by making students now engage in this type of activity to make them think that guns are bad, and that if you don't participate, we've noticed, we've seen students that were reprimanded for not participating in their propaganda and their indoctrination.
Will they issue the same edicts for the kids that want to go to the March for Life anti-abortion rally in Washington, D.C., in New Jersey?
Absolutely.
Will they give them the same treatment?
Absolutely not. And even worse, we were contacted by an individual. We're trying to get the video of it, where one of the administrators came out and said that the students should have been expelled for what they did. And when I mean what they did, which was going to the gun range and participating and exercising and becoming fluent with the shooting of being able to shoot guns. And,
right.
You know,
listen, before we go to this final break, Alexander, what would happen? Let me just set this up. You think about this during the break. I don't know if that's ever happened. But has there ever been a case where a high school student throughout the state of New Jersey has used a firearm to stop a home invasion or a robbery at home? And if so, how would the school react to that? Would they publicize it? Would there be some type of action? Sounds like a crazy question, right? It's not, if you've been paying attention to this conversation. Back with Alexander Ruby and NJ2AS right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Damn right. Love that. Love defending your Second Amendment rights. You know what? We really don't have to. We do. We have to defend against the attacks that are coming, obviously. But the fact of the matter is we're not trying to change anything. They are. We have a constitutional right to keep and bear arms in America. We've always had it. It's under vicious attack. But we're always going to have it. The left knows that. That's why they're trying multi-pronged attacks. That's why we have to fend them off at every twist and turn. All right? Before I get into that segment, let me very quickly, armedandresponsible.com. So last time I can tell you about it tonight, it's going to be over by the next MonsterCast next week. So you're either going to go there between now and the 23rd, get your name in to win those 10 chances. Just enter, you get 10 chances to win $1,500 for the Kimber 1911. Armedandresponsible.com. This is the last chance to do it. Please support the sponsors that help us grow this show. That in this environment, come here because they want to, because they believe in what we believe in. MyPillow.com, fantastic. Mike Lindell, great guy. Gave us a promo code personally gave it to us. Instructed marketing to give it to us because he loves our message after he was a guest on the show and he found out I was a 2-year customer. So it was a lot of fun. The AAR promo code. You get the same 50% you get everywhere else, but when you buy the product and use AAR code, it helps us continue to expand this radio broadcast, and that's huge. That support is enormous, and you guys are doing great over there, by the way. So if you're looking for the pillow, go get it. Also, warfightertobacco.com, 10% off using that same promo code. If you smoke a cigar once in a while, celebrate. That's great. If not, gifts, all the stuff over there, the accessories. They got the Pelican gun cases converted to humidors. Very cool stuff. I have one myself. AAR is the promo code, warfightertobacco.com. I want you to hear Eric Holder. We're talking about, you heard Alexander Rubian talk about indoctrination camps, which is what the schools are. I'm going to take you back to 1993. This is Eric Holder. Yes, that Eric Holder. Still believes he's relevant. Talking about brainwashing guns away in people's minds, particularly our children. Take a listen to this.
Part of the gun initiative, though, an informational campaign to really change the hearts and minds of people in Washington, D.C., and in particular our young people. They are saturated in the media and in entertainment, or by the entertainment industry, with violence. And I think too many of our young people, in particular our young men, are fascinated with violence and in particular fascinated with guns. I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Yeah, this is America. That's Eric Holder. Eric Holder is a punk and a thug held in contempt of Congress. Eric Holder and the gun walking scam and the Fast and Furious and everything else about this corrupt individual. But you just heard, he just told you 20 years ago what he wanted to do. That's when he was a U.S. attorney. Alexander Rubin, when you hear that, does it make your blood boil?
It makes my blood boil, and it reminds me of exactly what has happened in New Jersey from Eric Holder's mouth into our legislators' ears, where they executed on that. That's exactly what we live under today.
Are they doing that in schools in New Jersey? Are they putting out an anti-gun message in schools in New Jersey right now, every day, like Eric Holder said and wished for and hoped for?
Oh, absolutely. And it's very ironic that you just asked me that. I'm actually heading home from dinner right now from one of our sponsors, and he was telling me how last year when his daughter came home to, you know, give a Father's Day thing, there was a big card that was multiple pages. Two of the pages were actually erased. And when he asked his daughter, oh, what happened to this? You know, it was a little booklet of some sort. I think the book was called What I Love About My Daddy, you know, and then what he does for work and this and that. And then two parts of the pages that were deleted, he said, why are these parts deleted? And she goes, and she went out to saying, well, they asked me what I love to do with my daddy, and I wrote, I love going to the shooting range with him. And then the second part was, what makes my daddy happy? And she said, when I hit the bullseye. And the teacher forced the fourth grader to delete that and erase it from her Father's Day gift.
You know, it's hard to hear this stuff.
Yeah, it's hard.
No, go ahead. It's hard. What you're gonna say is what? It's hard to say.
It's hard because you know what? If this was any other issue, if this was any other issue from the left, and that happened anywhere else in the state or nationally, they would be burning down schools, destroying public property, burning down their cities. If they felt any of their rights were being trampled, but as gun owners, we're expected to just subject ourselves to it and allow the Second Amendment and America to be undermined while the left and people like Eric Holder sabotage and destroy America, not from the outside, but from within.
Eric Holder, I might add, there are rumors around that he's got further political aspirations. He's out stirring up trouble in California right now. I have a feeling you're going to see more. Now, these people believe they're still relevant. They are not. Eric Holder will not go anywhere. He may win an election out in California somewhere, but he is largely irrelevant. He is part of that whole Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama thing that America is now ridding itself of, thank God. But they do believe themselves. They still get media attention. And again, that's the key, is the media attention. Sean and I were talking during the break, the perception that is reality. Remember, Donald Trump is president for a reason. If you had parachuted in here before the election, you would have never thought he was going to win. Hillary Clinton still can't believe the rigged election she was running, along with Obama and the rest of these corrupt criminals. She still can't believe. She's out running around telling people in countries all over the place that we're just worse than she said we were when we were deplorables, and that women were told how to vote. I mean, this woman is just insufferable. But that's how bad it is. And these are the, exactly. I think it's important to point out, Alex, that these are the lengths that these people will go to, and you have to live it every single day. With the last minute that we have.
We live in the breeding ground. This is a cesspool of left-wing ideology. And one of the And one of the things that we are emphasizing is to become, you know, in essence, the Paul Revere's of the anti-gun agenda, and to warn the rest of the country. Because when they're talking about, you know, background checks, changing the age, requiring a waiting period, or whatever they call it, a cooling off period, and so forth, it's already been done in New Jersey, and it's failed miserably. And today, we are all suffering from it. And women are being murdered, and people are dying because of these stupid rules and laws, because they do not have the ability and the right to protect themselves in New Jersey. And always remember, what happens in New Jersey does not stay in New Jersey. And let our message be heard nationwide to never give up an inch of your rights. Because, as I mentioned before, I think you're asking me about, you know, the universal...
You've got 15 seconds. That was beautiful. I'm going to close the show out with what you're saying. You got 15 seconds.
Yeah, and you know, once again, like, they keep track of our guns. One of our members was falsely accused. The following that day, the police showed up with a nice long list of every gun he's ever purchased. As the government of New Jersey assures us, we don't track what kind of guns, and we don't register anything.
Now you know the truth. Alexander Rubian, NJ2AS.org. Amazing work up there. I'm sorry you have to go through with it, but we're going to give you all the exposure you need. This is what they want for you. They want to export it to you. That's what the left wants. Until we meet tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, remember to carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever do that. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
Just build your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.